How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello, and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you in your new place, Susie.
Oh, thanks for saying that, Tom. You can see some boxes. This is the only place where there's still boxes in my office.
Well, I think that's quite acceptable. You've done so well, because of course I saw the house just last weekend, and I know everybody's desperate to hear all about it.
Well, yes, we had a very nice time, didn't we, Tom?
Yes, and I prepared my full report, and I'm now going to read it.
Go on.
No.
Entrance. slippery steps, issue one.
No, they weren't slippery. Not slippery as mine, covered in leaves. Mine is.
Well, yes, that's how I broke my leg.
Yes, of course. I forgot about that day when I left you there screaming. But
I must go. Goodbye.
No, thanks for coming. But it's beautiful, beautiful. Everywhere is beautiful in the house.
Thanks, Tom. I really love it.
Yes,
it's my dream.
You seem so settled already. It's lovely, beautiful, original features, lovely spacious rooms, space for everything. It's really wonderful.
Space for everyone. We went out and had some dinner, didn't we, Tom?
We had a wonderful meal in Brighton.
We did indeed. It was so nice.
It was so nice. We saw so many of the bearded gays of Brighton out and about.
I thought you were going to say dragons.
And dragons. I didn't like to call them that.
How do you feel about a bearded dragon?
Like a kimono dragon. Komodo dragon.
Yeah, I was going to say kimono is like a kimono dragon is a dragon in a silk dressing gown.
Oh, I'd like to see that. That would be
they're very fancy.
They're very fancy, very fabulous. I'm not bad on dragons. I wouldn't like one to come near me though.
What about one on your hand?
Probably not. No.
No. So I obviously didn't bring it up when you were here, Tom, but just down the road from my house there is a reptile shop.
A lesbian reptile shop.
I don't know if everyone in there are lesbians. Okay. There was one guy that seemed, very much like a straight man.
Okay.
But they have lots of lizards, which I like looking at. Then they do have some snakes.
What, in the window?
Not in the window, in the shop.
And you go in and look in the shop?
In the tank.
Oh, Susie, I just couldn't do that.
And they had some tarantulas.
Oh, Susie, what are you doing? You're trying to live out your very own I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Who are you? Matt Hancock?
Yes, that's who I am. I am Matt Hancock. You heard it here first. Anyway, I went in trying to be brave. And then on the till... So I walked in. I said, I'd like to have a look at your lizards. I said, I'm not going to buy one. I'd just like to have a look. Is that okay? They said, yeah, that's fine. I think it's better to be upfront in these circumstances.
Absolutely. Good for you.
So he said, yes, of course. Then I said, before I come in, can I check? Do you have any spiders? He said, we do have spiders. We've got tarantulas. But they're over there. So just go into this part of the shop. Great. Then I looked on the desk, winced, because a spider had shedded its skin.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that they do that?
No, Susie.
It's really unpleasant. So it looked like a big old tarantula, but it was just its skin. Makes me feel really unwell. Anyway, that's down the road. I don't know how I feel about it.
What a shame you're going to have to sell the house so quickly.
I know. What about if they all escape?
No, don't say that.
And then I wake up and there's one in my house. I go downstairs and sitting at my table, there's a bearded dragon, a snake, a tarantula, all having my breakfast.
Oh, no, croissants. Oh, no.
They even know how to put them in the oven. We've got the frozen ones.
The frozen ones are so good.
They're so nice, aren't they, Tom?
Alf put some in the oven on Sunday because we had some people coming round.
Sure.
My mum's cousin was over. And hello to Janelle. who I know listens. But Janelle's actually my second cousin. Anyway, they came around.
Good that you made that clear.
I wouldn't want anybody to be in any confusion. And the guys coming around, which was so lovely, but beforehand, Alfie was going to put some croissants in the oven, so we weren't starving, because knowing my cooking, I like cooking, but I do take my time. Anyway, long story short.
Oh, Lord knows he takes his time.
Well,
if we're eating at 3, we're eating at 7.
Thank you.
Maybe so, not 7, maybe 6.
Mum had invited everyone around for 1 o'clock, and I said, 1 o'clock's very early on a Sunday. My mum said, well, you said 1 o'clock, and I thought, did I? Maybe. And then so everybody arrived. Well, luckily, because we're genetically linked, everybody was sort of a bit late as well, so that was good. And then we ended up eating about 3, which was fine. But then, so to stave off any kind of pangs of hunger in the meantime, when we got up, Alfie put some croissants in the oven, but then we forgot about them. We did them for an extra 10 minutes, and do you know what? They were still fine.
There you go. That's the thing. Can you hear the train next to my house? Is this going to be a problem for podcasting?
I can't hear a thing.
Oh, there's a train. Cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha,
oh, cha-cha, cha-cha. Reminds me of that very bleak film Blue Ice with Michael Caine. Did you ever see that?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. My name is Michael Caine.
Nobody ever saw it. No, I've never seen it, but do tell.
Well, I just remember there was a very frightening scene where a train went past a sort of frowsy hotel somewhere near the Old Kent Road.
And, what does frowsy mean when it's at home?
Oh, I think it means tired and sort of depressing.
I'm quite frowsy some days.
Yes, it's a good word, isn't it? It's a good word. But we had a lovely time going around Brighton on Saturday. I don't want to diminish that.
No, we had a lovely time and then we came home and we got drunk and played board games.
Yes. And the baby was being very funny, being very entertaining.
The baby was very funny. She sat on Alfie's lap and then said, I farted on Alfie's lap, which amused us and the table next to us.
She was so funny.
But yeah, we had a lovely time, didn't we? And then we played Articulate, which is quite hard.
Which I've never played that before.
When you're quite drunk.
I love that game.
So fun.
We didn't win though, did we? Which is...
Yeah, I mean, let's not talk about Alice and Alfie and the fact they get on so well.
I know, right? Such an immediate team. Alfie was getting up on his feet to do the Articulate.
Oh, but he really performs.
He really went for it.
And good for him.
And then we played. And then what I loved about being there was when we'd organised our transportation home, there was like 10 minutes to wait for the cab. And then you guys were like, oh, we must play another game. There's a game we could do in this time. And then immediately did like hallway charades.
Hallway charades was great, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very funny moment when I pointed at myself and Tom suggested lesbian. Mm-hmm. And it was actually pretty woman.
Well, it's very dangerous if you start using yourself as a clue.
I thought my dances with wolves was very good.
Oh, that was... Yeah, I forgot about that one. That was really good, considering we were in the hallway of your house about to leave.
But that's the thing. When I'm drunk, and indeed when I'm sober, I'm never afraid to use my whole body in a game of charades.
That's to be applauded.
That's something I live by, actually.
I didn't know you and Alice were such big game players. Don't hit the players,
yeah. Do you know what? We've become more of that recently, and I like it.
Good.
I love a board game, actually. I love a glass of wine and a board game. I think it's super fun.
Yeah, I can see that. What are your thoughts on jigsaws?
Yeah, I like a jigsaw.
You know, Alf loves Lego.
I love Lego, yeah.
Do you like Lego as well?
I really like Lego, yes, Tom.
Well, we went past the Lego shop in Leicester Square. What a bloody joke that is. Five
Why?
Hours or something to queue up to get inside. Oh,
it's a piss take, isn't it?
Oh, that can forget it. Can sod right off.
Did you go there especially?
No, of course not.
I was going to say, have you heard of the internet? It's going to blow your mind.
Exactly. Lego shops where you have to take ages to go in there and then what? Buy some more Lego.
But I've got to say, it's quite good once you get in there, Tom, I've got to say, because they've got some really big stuff.
What did you buy?
I think the last time I went in there, I bought the Empire State Building.
Mm, and did you get any Lego?
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's nice to do that sort of thing. It's very silly and fun and playful. A board game, I mean.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, no, that's true. All that sort of stuff is very mindful as well, isn't it?
Would you have played a board game as a teenager? I sort of feel like you'd be quite good at Monopoly.
We did, but I remember getting the Monopoly. I remember being quite excited by Monopoly as a child and board games and bringing the Monopoly board downstairs and then dropping the set and it all going down the stairs and losing pieces. And that's always
would that have upset quite young Tom?
Yes, I think that stayed with me, actually.
Do you think you cried?
Yeah, I think I cried in overwhelming sadness. And
you only had to pick up the tiny top hat. I feel like that man on the Monopoly board, that could be you in a few years.
Oh my goodness, maybe that's me. I just need to buy a Waterworks and I'll be there.
And a monocle, or have you got one?
I've got one of those.
And you no, just actually, need a little tiny dog.
I'd love that. And a boot. And a monocle, actually, Suze. You know, my right eye is slightly deteriorating.
Tom, this is brand new information. Talk me through. When did you go to the opticians?
Did I not tell us about when I went for an eye test when I was in York and I dressed up accidentally as the Vision Express waiting
Tom,
room?
This is all new information. Or I've had a mental lapse, which both could be true. Anyway, tell us again.
I was staying in York, Susie, and...
Clang.
And I had my cream slacks on and a purple jumper, went into Vision Express, sat on the couch there, and what's the colour of the waiting room in there? It's cream and purple. I looked like I'd dressed up for the occasion.
Did that mean they didn't see you? Bet you're waiting there for hours.
Well, you know how hard it is for some of the people there to see me anyway. Hence my competitions.
So you went in. Did you look at the big letters?
Yes, and that sort of prairie view, you know, where it's like what can you see on the horizon or whatever?
And then they do all that business where they go, and is this better? Or is this better?
That's hard.
And what
to
about
know.
This or this? And now look here? And what about that and that? How's that?
Oh, that's so difficult when you want to go, is there a third option?
I'll have the chicken.
My left eye's fine. It's my right eye that's deteriorating very slightly. And it's not really a problem, but I might want glasses for like long drives, long distance drives, and also if I was perhaps at the back of a ceremony, which I thought was very kind of a bit shady, because you know why would I always be at the back of a ceremony? Maybe one day I'll win something. Don't always have to be at the back.
Just someone that's poked their head in at the back of a ceremony.
You won't be able to see where you're set.
So you're quite ceremonial as a person. I feel like you'd be right up at the front. You'd have no trouble seeing. You'd be the thing they're watching.
Well, I don't know. Only because I'd be drawing the raffle. But,
well, that's what happens, Tom, when you're the gay in the village.
I did actually have to switch on the local Christmas lights on Sunday.
Oh my God, Tom. There's so much we've not covered on the podcast. You need to keep on it with letting us know.
So
you're getting a monocle, that's the main thing.
Well,
now.
So my poor relatives who came round on Sunday, obviously I managed to serve them late. And then as soon as they put their forks and knives down, I was like, come on, we're going. We had to walk down to the shops. And at which point I... walked down to the microphone outside the dry cleaners, which also had a bit of feedback on it, and also was a bit pissed at this point. And
not like not feedback, like I don't like your suit. You served dinner late.
The chicken was overcooked.
Have you got something wrong with your right eye? That sort of thing. You look like Visiting Express.
Where's your monocle? Really specific insults.
So specific. So there's a bit of feedback. So the mic gang...
Yeah, it was doing that a bit. And then we had to do a countdown. Well, I was a bit pissed and I don't know how I managed to count backwards from 10. And then...
Also, you're not great at counting, so...
Everybody
you've got to give you strength.
You go, like, please, if I was having to just, you know, lay a table, that would be fine, but nobody wanted that. And then they wanted to do the raffle afterwards. But the trouble with the raffle is... They were like, oh no, can you slow down? The organisers were like, can you slow down, Tom? We're not organised with the prizes. I said, well, you can't keep people waiting in the pissing rain for an hour.
Also, what are you going to do, Phil?
Yeah, exactly. And anyway.
And who is he? What did you have to do to turn on the lights? Did you have to press a button?
Well, I said, do I have to press a button?
Or flip a switch?
No, they had two people at each end on the switches. They were just listening out for the countdown.
Oh.
But it did work. It was exciting.
Does it look quite pretty? Is it on the bit where the parade is?
Yeah, it's on the parade.
Before the parade passes by. Do you know that song? It's from a musical.
Is it from the musical Parade? That's Alfie's
favorite. I would have thought so.
It's a shame.
I would have thought so, yes.
It'd be a shame if it wasn't.
So turning on Christmas lights, getting a monocle. It's been quite... Coming and playing board games at my house. It's been quite the week, hasn't it?
It's been really busy, actually, for a week off. But you know, we're getting through it, aren't we, Suze?
We are. We're getting ever closer to Christmas. Now, what time? What date are you going to put up your Christmas tree, do you think?
Well, we actually did the fake one yesterday, Sibs.
Oh, you've got the fakey up. You've got the fake girl up.
Mm, she's up. In the kitchen. In the kitchen, because the lights reflect in the floor. But then, guess what happened last night?
Oh, God, Tom, tell me what.
I just fancied a bagel and...
yeah, that adds up.
Alfie toasted it for me. I said, he said, do you think that's done? He held it up with the toast tongs that we've got. I said, maybe just 30 seconds more, which we did, and then it was perfect. I was just getting the butter out to soften it. Then I went to cupboard to get the Marmite out. Mm-hmm. Knocked the Marmite, wasn't concentrating, was tired. Knocked the Marmite jar on the side of the cupboard door. Smashed on the floor. What a bloody mess. Marmite jars. Have you ever smashed a Marmite jar?
I haven't, Tom, but I can only imagine.
Well, it makes the whole kitchen smell like a Bovril factory.
Lovely.
Which actually, it's quite warming. It's not very festive. And then there's that glass just shattered everywhere. That amber glass.
Oh, you would have thought that the gloopy goodness inside would have kept it together.
To be honest, there was a bit of that. And Alfie picked a big bit of that up with his hands. But I said, be careful, you'll cut yourself. You don't want to get Marmite poisoning.
Well, that was of course.
That was just sitting on the side getting cold at this point.
Oh, Tom.
Because we had to sponge it all down, and then we had to get the Crocs out and put the Crocs on in case we cut ourselves. And then...
the accident Crocs.
The accidental Crocs, yes. And then we had to... And then we had to... And then we had to get lots of kitchen, because it sticks to the tiles.
Well, of course, yes, that's what I imagine.
Oh, it was terrible, Suze.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Mm. You've really been through it, haven't you, love?
Do things like that happen when you have the baby?
Yeah, of course. You have to be very careful.
Mm.
But you know how cat-candid I am. I'm so accident-prone. That's why we can't have stems on our wine glasses.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, I gesticulate too much. I want to tell a story too bad.
Oh, no. And then a story's so interrupted when everyone's, like, reaching for the napkins.
Yeah, and then... I lose my flow, I get upset, I have to go up to bed, you know.
It's so upsetting when it gets like that. We get tired and emotional.
Oh, you know me. That's my nickname.
Mm, that would be good. That would be a good double act, wouldn't it?
Tired and emotional.
Yeah,
I love it.
Mm, very vaudeville.
And so when are you going to pop up the real tree? Are you going to get one delivered by a man? Or no. Woman.
Or woman. Alfie and I were thinking of going to... we're going to go to B&Q to get a Christmas tree because the man there last year was very helpful.
Do B&Q do real ones?
Yeah, at the back.
Oh.
And you know they employ a lot of retired people.
Oh, I love that.
Mm.
So you can have a little chit-chat as well.
They love a chit-chat. The man last year was lovely, the one in Eltham. And I don't know if he was retired. He was a very nice man anyway. I wanted to get one of the old-fashioned... You know the ones that look a bit bushy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a Nordic spruce or something? Do you know the ones that are like the bushy? My mum's like, no, don't get them because they drop their needles. You don't want those ones. And I was like, I do want that one because that's the traditional one.
But no, Tom, you don't know what you want. Everyone else knows what you want.
Everybody else knows what I want, apparently.
You must remember that.
So I ended up getting the other one, which was nice. But you know the ones that look a bit more like spread out?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't drop their needles, but they do drop a bit of them.
Oh, they all drop their needles. You've just got to accept you're going to be with the Hoover every day. Just accept it. It's Christmas.
That's true. That's a good attitude. Suze, when are you going to get yours? Because you've got that lovely bay window.
Yeah, well, we've got a man coming.
What? When?
A man's dropping around a tree.
When?
I think on the 8th.
That's good.
Which is a little late, but I wanted it to still stay perky for Crimbo.
You're not wrong. You're not
perky for Crimbo is also the album that I'm releasing in time for Christmas. So do
I would
keep an
love
eye
that.
That.
I would love to see that.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Really upbeat stuff.
Oh, that's I can't wait for that to drop, as the young people say.
Quite literally.
It's going to drop.
It's gonna
It's never going to drop. She's perky for Christmas. That would be the advert I would do.
Would you mind doing the VO?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I'd
thanks,
do it.
Thanks, Tom.
She's always perky, especially at Christmas.
Me and the old mouth trumpet. Now, Tom, we've got to 20 minutes. Should we have some correspondence?
Oh, yes, Suze. But just tell me this. Are you going to have white lights or colourful lights?
I think I'm going to go white lights.
Mm.
Very jazzy tree. Now, you and Alf might like to do this,
yes.
Or indeed you might already do it.
Oh.
But every year we buy a couple of new, quite jazzy Christmas decks.
Oh, that's nice.
So I think we've got like, we've got a Statue of Liberty from when we went to New York.
Lovely to have a memory attached.
And then we've got a big London bus.
Ooh.
And we've got some that are sort of like just mad and garish. I think we've got like an alligator with a crown on. Oh, you know, that sort of thing. A unicorn. Nice. Oh. Some rainbows because, you know, we're gay.
Oh, you've got to have the rainbows out, yeah.
Because people wouldn't know. They need to know from the window. That looks like a gay house.
You've got to have a gay indicator on the door, on the window, yeah.
Well, that's what I do. I turn it on and it goes, woo, woo, woo.
Oh,
woo.
That's nice.
Gay, 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 gay. And then if you flick it the other way, it goes, yes, 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 yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah,
yeah, so everyone
yeah,
knows.
Great to have a light like that.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm very excitable.
You're perky for Christmas.
I'm perky for Crimble.
What are your thoughts on tinsel? Maybe we'll discuss this next week. So I think we'll...
Oh, I've got good thoughts on tinsel. I like it.
Okay.
I like tinsel. Okay. I don't mind it at all.
Okay.
What do you think?
I've been quite reluctant in the past, but actually right. I'm getting back into it a bit now. And do you know what I love about tinsel is the smell.
Go on.
The smell of it.
Oh.
Walking around a Woolworths as a kid with my brother, smelling tinsel. Oh,
that is... Good. I'm sorry. No, that's really strange. What does tinsel smell like?
It smells probably of like some sort of horrendous chemicals, but I just remember thinking, this is Christmas right here.
This is Christmas. This Christmas will be. Now, we've got a message here from Paul.
Oh.
I'll go with it. Well, let's read it, because I feel like Paul might have got the wrong end of the stick with us, Tom.
Oh, no.
What so let's just find out.
Does he think this is a consumer affairs?
Yes, he does. I have a problem with... No, furious in Bridgewater. Dear Susie and Tom, I came to the podcast in lockdown and quickly got through your whole back catalogue. Oh. I was finishing my PhD at the time, Clang, which was all about queer history and visual culture. Oh. I now listen to Susie's Out podcast and Wine Times. Thanks so much. The latter sometimes at breakfast, which is a strange combination.
You said that.
I hope you'll be pleased to know that I've adopted Susie's wonderful phrase, good for them, actually.
Oh, that's lovely. Do I say lovely.
That a lot?
Did you actually?
Do I?
Yeah.
It's a perfect combination of genuine reminder that I should be more generous and less cynical. I don't know if I'm doing that, but thank you, Paul. Mm. While at the same time being, potentially laced with sarcasm. Mm,
Paul.
I love that you both frequently mention things so perfectly attuned to the life of a gay British millennial.
Oh.
Whether it's gay nights, clubs of the 2000s, Tom and I must have been to some of the same places, possibly at the same times.
Oh my goodness, Paul.
Kukai bags, chips and schoolblades pockets, Patricia Routledge, Teabag, the TV programme, not related to the beverage.
Thank you for picking up on that, Paul.
Or recently, the House of Elliot. You are speaking my language. However, our opinions diverge on two major points.
Oh,
one,
my goodness.
I think Tom once mentioned he was leaving Stoke Newington to return to civilization. I can tell you that Stoke Newington is very much the centre of civilization. I'm going to assume that Paul lives there. And
of course,
two,
he does. He's just done a PhD in queer history. Of course he lives in
Stoke
Newington.
Well, of course, of course. Two, I think you've both mentioned a few times that you don't like art history and academics. Now, I hope this is more of a joke than a reality. Many of the things you say about your creative work, queer identities and connection to an audience is not a million miles away from what interests me about art and artists.
Ooh.
As in the idea of like-minded friends, one of the things I research is the way that queer people can be like-minded in the types of images they prefer to make. This is something I've thought a lot about in relation to my Instagram account, much of which could fit into the slippy category of queer art.
Oh, I've although seen plenty of those accounts, Paul.
Although no, I try not to box
can't
myself.
Open those. Can't open those on a bus, can I?
I try not to box myself in with a label. If you take a look, I hope there's something you like at Paul Bench. I hope the next time Susie's in a gallery, it won't be to throw up. See New York Pride episode, if I remember correctly. I've seen you both live and listened to Tom's first audiobook and follow your careers with interest. Congratulations on all your recent achievements, personal and professional. It's all very well deserved. Keep up the fantastic work and keep flying the flag for queer representation on our screens and in the metaverse.
Oh.
Best wishes. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. You can mention my name on my Instagram account if you want to read this out. I did, Paul. I did.
Let's see. I feel like I know that name. Do I already follow him?
I don't know, Tom. But you should.
I should.
Let's both follow him.
A bit of art would be good, wouldn't it? Oh.
Well, I really like art. I think we must have said that quite flippantly, but I love going to an art gallery.
I quite like a bit of art. Some of it, if I overthink it, I get a bit stuck. But I think that's the point, isn't it? Poetry, art, it's about not overthinking, isn't it? It's about being in the moment.
Well, that's the thing. He's just got to go and just enjoy it. And, and art history, I'm sort of have a relative interest in. And I love academics. My brother's an academic. Paul, I love academics. Don't worry.
Of course, you've got lots of connections there. Also, talking of poetry, I just realised Keris Matthews gave me a copy of her book. Because I met her
on Tom, don't just drop names like Keris Matthews. Also, in the lead up to Christmas, when her number with Tom Jones will be soon awash
to be
on
everywhere.
Our airways. Absolutely everywhere.
Her version of Under Milk Wood is so lovely. She's done this version for younger people, Dylan Thomas's Under Milk Wood, and she said it's all about the sounds. That's what poetry is, it's just sounds. And I thought that was very beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
But Paul Bench, thank you. Paul Bench could be rhyming slang for Judi Dench.
I think we ought to do that from now on.
Yes, Dame Paul Bench. Paul Bench. Yeah, I follow you already, Paul.
Oh yes, Paul Bench.
He messages sometimes. He likes to message. Oh yes, there's some interesting art there, Paul. I don't know if that's suitable for everybody. But that's very nice. I mean, I don't have a problem with academics, really.
That's very good of you.
I don't mind the intelligentsia. I just I don't like it when they look down their nose at you. That's all.
Well, listen. I don't think they will. I don't think they will. Think maybe are you putting something onto yourself, Tom? That's the question I've
got. That's the trouble, isn't it? Sometimes we realise the view we have of other people is actually how we see ourselves.
That, you know, that's very true. Let's have one more before we say goodbye to our dear listeners this week. Oh, hey, I was listening to your last episode and I laughed so hard while I was stuck in traffic as I was reminded of something my husband Graham and I say to each other. French for tired is je suis fatigué. So if I say this to my husband because I'm genuinely tired and probably going out to bed, he says, yes, you are a fatigué.
That's cute,
I mean, we all put on a bit of lockdown lard, but that's just rude.
That's just as rude.
I love him. I'm originally from Portsmouth, now living in Kent, and have ruffles on my mum's side of the family. How strange.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is very interesting. I love listening to you both. Thank you. Anyway, must go now. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Etc.
Etc. Must go now. That's interesting. They must be related. There can't be that many ruffles.
There's very few ruffles.
Also, I've never seen ruffle anywhere else.
Well.
There's not... Who is the other ruffles? I don't know another ruffle.
Frances Ruffle, but she spells it incorrectly.
Who else?
That's it. Just me and Frances Ruffle. She's a musical theatre person, isn't she? She's a theatre actress.
Oh, I was thinking Frances de la Tour.
Yeah, I'd love to be related to her.
Mr. Rigby.
Well, Tom, listen, I must go. I'm going to a yoga class.
Of course you are, Susie. You live in Brighton now.
What do you think about that? My back's well. My back is good enough for me to go to a yoga class. I haven't been to an exercise class since May. And finally, my osteopath said, do you know what? I think you can go and do a bit of gentle yoga, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Oh, gentle yoga. That sounds nice. Well, you must go to that. Alfie and I did some yoga in front of the television yesterday, or was it the day before?
Whilst watching it. Did you have something else on?
No,
watching Muppets Christmas Carol.
No, we had that on actually before we went to sleep. We only made it to when the nephew arrives.
My favourite bit is when they're asking for the rats are asking for it to be warmer.
Oh yeah.
No, and then they go, "It's so hot."
Yeah, so funny.
Love it so much.
My favourite is when Professor Bunsen and Beaker arrive as the charity requesters, and then Dr. Bunsen is like, but Mr. Scrooge, we would like to... Do you wish to remain anonymous? Or is it... He says, Mr. Scrooge, are you to say that, like, some would rather die than go to prison or the workhouse? And then Beaker repeats everything he says, so Beaker goes, me, 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 me.
Yeah. Me, 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 me.
He always looks so shocked.
So good.
So funny.
Now, what one is it in? Is it in Muppet's Treasure Island when someone goes... I think it's Fuzzy Bear is going, myth, myth, it's a myth. And a girl with a Muppet with a lisp turns round and he goes, myth, myth. And she goes, yes.
That's so funny.
It's so good.
It's so good. I can't watch the Muppet Treasure Island because as a child, I was asked to audition for it. And as I was obsessed with the Muppets and I always wanted to be an actor.
Be a Muppet.
Be a Muppet, basically, I did. And Miss Hammond, who some listeners might remember from my first book, she got the call for people to audition.
Got the call.
And then it turned out I couldn't audition because I was too young. But then...
Heartbreak.
Guess who went up for it in the local area, who also went to my school and was an attendee of Miss Hammond's Saturday Theatre School, Kevin Bishop. Kevin Bishop got the part. And so I could never...
Well, listen, don't watch that, but you watch Muppets Christmas Carol.
I did, yeah. I can watch
that. You just enjoy that. Now, Tom, obviously people are coming up to Christmas. They can buy tickets to your tour, or your tour. Or you can buy tickets to my tour. Now, listen, just let the listener know, on Friday, which is the 2nd, so just a couple of days' time, I'm doing an out live at the Theatre.
Oh, you should go.
Tom, they've only bloody given us the main space, which is quite right.
So they should.
So we've got, there's about 15 tickets left. We were holding some and now we've released them all. Anyway, I'm letting you guys know, the guest is Owen Jones.
I think it's going to be brilliant. That'd be so interesting.
He's always, just a great, he's someone that I've wanted to get on the podcast for ages, and he's doing the live show. He's going to be brilliant. So there's a handful of tickets left. I'd love you to come. If you could pack it out for me, I'd be absolutely delighted.
You know the guests are going to pack it out.
Please pack it out. Yeah. So that's on Friday. So Friday the 2nd at the Soho Theatre. And I think it's quite a late one, so you could sort of squeeze in dinner first. It's around 9:30.
Oh, that's perfect, because you can go for a pizza. There's lots of pizza options around there.
Then come to the show.
There'll be some laughs.
I imagine there'll be some interesting moments. He's so bright, isn't he? And he'll have so many interesting things to say, so I just can't wait.
Perspective, yeah.
Yes. Oh, so knowledgeable. I feel a little bit frightened that I'm going to look like an idiot, but it'll be great.
You'll be great. And that's wonderful.
Well, do come along. Okay, well, Tom, should we see them next week?
Well, we'll see you next week, and we'll be talking, let's make a mental note to talk about how we're getting on with our Christmas decks.
Yes,
it's
let's
Christmas
do that.
Christmas decks, not Christmas dicks. Okay.
Oh, do you know what? Alice's mum has sent loads up from her house from what Alice had as a child. So I'm going to show you some of them. We could maybe mark some of them out of 10.
That would be lovely. What a lovely, kind thing to do.
Yeah, because Jill listens, so it'd be great.
Thank you, Jill, for that.
Thank you, Jill.
Looking forward to that. Well, thank you to my relatives for bringing me a lovely City of Derry ornament, because they're from Derry.
Oh, that is nice.
We're looking forward to putting that on the tree as well.
Okay.
And also some of the ornaments I got free in Costa Coffee once.
Oh, wow, Tom. Mm. So much going on.
Yeah.
Okay, dear, I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Love you. Love you. Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.